My name is Katia Aurelian. KETSIAAURELIAN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Joyce W. Nance, JOYCEW, NANCE. This patient was seen on November 1st, 2022. She was referred by, the patient was referred by, by Dr. Shilpa Sachdev, S-H-I-L-P-A-S-A-C-H-D-E-V, for CKD-4 evaluation. The CKD is, for CKD-4 evaluation. Number one, chronic kidney disease stage 4. The CKD is multifactorial in nature and is likely related to obstructive nephropathy, secondary to recurrent urinary tract infection with possible neurogenic bladder nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, cardiorenal syndrome secondary to coronary artery disease that is both 4 stents. As well as her recent gastrointestinal bleeding period. Her kidney functions reveal a BUN of 24, creatinine of 2.64, and a GFR of 18. There is evidence of nephrotic range proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 4,275 milligrams. Urinalysis available to detect activity in the urinary sediment. However, the patient is complaining of symptomatic urinary tract infection, period. The proteinuria could be falsely elevated due to the recurrence of UTIs, period. So we will order additional labs for further evaluation, period. The most recent CT of the abdomen as well, the most recent CT of the abdomen reveals no renal stones or hydronephrosis, and the renal ultrasound of 8/3/22 reveals multiple renal cysts bilaterally with no other concerns, period. We will order a post-void pelvic ultrasound for assessment of obstructive nephropathy or uropathy, as well as, we will order a post-void pelvic ultrasound to rule out obstructive uropathy / nephropathy, period. The patient was referred to Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, for further evaluation of the recurrent urinary tract infection, period. She has a history of hysterectomy, so uterine prolapse is not a part of the differential. Period. The patient is a euvolemic. And has stable blood pressure, period. We recommend that he follows a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and decrease her intake of sodium to 2 grams in 24 hours for optimal kidney and overall health. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. Per the patient, during her most recent hospitalization at the Bartow Hospital, all of her anti-diabetic medications were discontinued, and she was left with only Humalog, period. Her recent A1C is 9.2%. This is managed by her primary care provider, Dr. Shilpa Sachdev, S-H-I-L-P-A-S-A-C-H-D-E-V, S-A-C-H-D-E-V, period. For the patient, her insulin, her Lantus and Humalog were recently adjusted by her PCP about a week or two ago. Period, we will repeat the A1C and keep close monitoring of the diabetes, period. If it remains uncontrolled, she may benefit from a consultation with an endocrinologist, period. Next line, recurrent urinary tract infections, possible neurogenic bladder, period. She is not currently seeing any urologist at the moment, so we referred her to Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, for further evaluation, period. C number one, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which has remained remained stable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure reading of 144/64. The patient is euvolemic, period. She follows up with the cardiologist. Biweekly for IV diuretic injections twice a week, period. Next line, coronary artery disease, status post 4 stents. She follows up with Dr. Cook, cardiologist, for management. Next line, chronic pancreatitis with acute flare-up. The patient presents with severe epigastric and right upper quadrant pain, period. She states she was taking Creon, 2 tablets, 3 times a day. However, it was discontinued during her recent hospitalization at Bartow Hospital, period. We recommended that she restart We recommended that she start taking the Creon, two tablets, 3 times a day, initially, and if necessary, to increase it to 3 tablets 3 times a day. We ordered lipase and amylase levels for the next visit and recommended that she follows up with Dr. Avalos, A-V-A-L-O-S, gastroenterologist, for management, period. The patient is already established with Dr. Avalos' group. However, due to her recent hospitalization, she was unable to keep her last appointment, period. We will try to call the office to set up the next appointment with Dr. Avalos so she may follow up as soon as possible, period. We ordered an abdominal ultrasound for further evaluation. Next line. CVD without evidence of ulcers. Next line, obstructive sleep apnea. Next line, we will, the patient had a recent echocardiogram stated8/31/22, which shows left ventricular hypertrophy, comma EF of 55 to 60%. Comma, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, comma. Mild mitral regurgitation, comma. And aortic valve sclerosis, period. Next line. Due to the patient's advanced kidney disease as well as her history of pancreatitis, we are unable to start her on any SGLT2 medications. Period. We are also unable to start her on any GLP. One disregard this the last line with GLP-1. We are also unable to start her on any Kerendia for the proteinuria. Due to the CKD4 period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. And